This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden has agreed in principle to a meeting with Russia's President Vladimir Putin. This is as long as that country holds off on what the U.S. officials believe is an imminent assault on Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said in a statement Sunday that the administration has been clear that the U.S. is committed to pursuing diplomacy until the moment an invasion begins. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov are set to meet on Thursday in Europe as long as further invasion does not occur. That caveat gave the proposal the appearance of a last-ditch diplomatic gambit. Acknowledging the real possibility of war, Vice President Kamala Harris wrapped up a weekend of outreach to European allies with a push to bolster the West's resolve in confronting Moscow with crippling sanctions, as increasingly dire signs suggest Russia's Vladimir Putin plans to order an invasion of Ukraine. In a burst of diplomacy at the annual Munich Security Conference, Harris tried to make the case to American allies that rapidly escalating tensions on the Ukraine-Russia border meant that European security was under direct threat, and there should be unified support for economic penalties if, in fact, the Kremlin invades its neighbor. And again, U.S. President Joe Biden has agreed in principle to a meeting with Russia's President Vladimir Putin. And this is, again, as long as the country holds off on what U.S. officials have said is an imminent assault on Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that the administration is committed to pursuing diplomacy. This is VOA News. Iran's prime minister on Sunday criticized an emerging deal over Iran's nuclear program, saying that it would be weaker than a previous agreement and it would create a more violent, more volatile Middle East. The original deal granted Iran relief from crippling economic sanctions in exchange for curbs on its nuclear program. Israel vehemently opposed that accord and has urged negotiators to take a hard line against Iran in the current round of talks. In a speech to Jewish American leaders Sunday, Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett warned that Iran has used the interim period to march ahead with its enrichment of uranium to levels approaching weapons grade. He also noted that the 10-year limits on enrichment and other key aspects of Iran's nuclear program and the original deal are set to be lifted in 2025. This is just 2.5 years from now. Israel says that it will soon allow unvaccinated tourists to enter the country as the latest wave of the coronavirus recedes. The Prime Minister, Naftali Bennett, said Sunday that foreign tourists, both vaccinated and unvaccinated, would still be required to take PCR coronavirus tests before their flights and upon landing. The rules go into effect on March 1st. Israel has largely restricted the entry of foreign tourists for the past 2 years. Recent data has shown a sharp drop in new cases, mirroring patterns in other countries around the world. Average daily COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations are continuing to fall in the United States, an indicator that the Omicron variant's hold is weakening across the country. Total confirmed cases reported Saturday barely exceeded 100,000, a sharp downturn from 800,000 5 weeks ago on January 16th, according to Johns Hopkins University data. In New York, the number of cases went down by more than 50% over the last 2 weeks. Canada's trucker protests, which grew until it closed a handful of Canada-U.S. border posts and shut down key parts of the capital city for weeks, could echo for years in Canadian politics and perhaps south of the border. That protest, which was first aimed at COVID-19 vaccine made for cross-border trucker restrictions, but grew to encompass everything from all COVID-19 restrictions, the hate of the Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was a reflection of the anger from many groups. There is more at voanews.com and via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.